what's becoming your Sunday habit. This is the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And the world of college football potentially got tilted a little off axis yesterday with an injury to Tua Tagovailoa, which is just one of the major storylines I want to talk about with Bill Bender from the Sporting News, covering college football, opinionating on every single topic that he can. And he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show. Bill, there are not many injuries that wouldn't be critical to any team if they lost their quarterback. But when you're talking about Tua, a high ankle sprain with LSU on the horizon in 2 weeks, this thing's getting a little dicey, eh?
Yeah, I mean, they have the Arkansas game in a bye week. So, I mean, most of those high ankle sprains take 4 to 6. So it's cutting it close, John. So certainly changes the nature of that game. I saw your top four that you tweeted out. I have Alabama number one right now. But if you have Tua's not on the field, it could certainly change a lot of things. And LSU right now probably has the best resume if the committee were doing rankings this Tuesday.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you about then, because I really do believe LSU has the best resume. The way that they've played, who they've played, the wins they've posted, and how they've won them. But I see a lot of people still have Alabama ahead of them, and I would insist that's just based on past pedigree. Is that unfair of me to make that assumption?
It is, but I mean, I think with Alabama, the teams are pretty even if Tua's on the field. You know, because they've got an outstanding group of receivers. I mean, Mac Jones is going to beat Arkansas with those receivers. They might be the best group of receivers ever in college football, and I don't say that lightly. And LSU, I mean, with what Joe Burrow's doing, how comfortable he looks in that offense, I mean, they can score on anybody, too. That's shaping up. It should be the game of the year, game of the century, game of the year, whatever you want to call it. And it needs Tua on the field. So hopefully he can get better. That was the best news last night, was that it was a high ankle sprain and nothing was broken.
When you so the team that can benefit obviously the most would be, you know, the LSU Tigers. But when you look at the east of the SEC between Florida and Georgia, I got to tell you, I've got deep concerns about Georgia and that offense. I think it seems so rudimentary to me. Am I being too simplistic in my analysis?
No, not at all. I would go both ways, though. They did not. They were flat in the first half yesterday, which was understandable. The defense played well, but their offense isn't as explosive as Alabama's. It's not as explosive as LSU's. But I still, let me run this by you and see what you think. So I got this coming up here in a little bit. I ranked the 8 1-loss Power Five teams by their path to the potential path to the playoff, and I had Georgia and Oregon at the top because if Georgia wins out, they're in. I mean, they're probably the only one-loss team that can say that with 100% certainty.
What did you think of both of those teams and what they've done recently? I've been very impressed with the Gators. I really have. I don't think that they're necessarily going to be going to the college football playoff, but I certainly think they could give Georgia all they've got.
Yeah, it'll be a fun game because Florida's playing well with Kyle Trask. He stepped in, even though they lost to Florida or LSU last week. That was more on Joe Burrow just executing LSU's offense and beating their defense a little bit. Kyle Trask has stepped in, played well. They got over that and beat South Carolina yesterday. It is going to be a highly entertaining game. I just don't know if the winner of that game is going to be capable of beating an Alabama or LSU in Atlanta. But that would be a heck of an accomplishment for Florida if they beat Georgia and Dan Mullen got to Atlanta in his second season.
All right, Bill, let's look up a region of the country that I know you know very well. What Ohio State's doing is incredibly dynamic. The Ryan Day transition has been, I mean, it appears to be seamless. And is Ohio State better than they've been in recent years?
They really are, which is surprising in some ways. But, I mean, the way they're not doing anything that much different than they did with Urban other than, I think, throwing the ball a little more creatively because Ryan Day has just – they have great play design in the passing game. They have two tailbacks averaging 7 yards a carry in Dobbins and Teague, and Michigan can't run a draw. I mean, that's what I'm at with this team. They just – Chase Young might be the best player in the country, period. And they have been the most complete team so far. Now they've got Wisconsin and Penn State coming to Columbus, and they still have to play Michigan. But John, I just don't see them losing, and I don't see them having that inexplicable loss that they had last year. I think they're going to go 13-0 and go straight to the playoffs.
I can tell you, I've been really, really impressed. And you got a lot of people down where I live that are wondering, did Georgia let the wrong guy get out of town?
That, I guess that's a fair question, but
especially watching Georgia's offense, which is honestly plodding right now. You're not going to beat the best teams in the country just running the ball, especially when your offensive line appears to be slightly overrated.
Yeah, I mean, well, with Fields, it's just amazing how comfortable he looks in Ohio State's offense. I mean, think about it. The three quarterbacks on Ohio State's roster weren't there a year ago, except with the exception of Chuganov, who was a West Virginia transfer that we all knew wasn't going to play. I can't – how would you bench Jake Fromm for Justin Fields, though? And would the offensive coordinator
sure.
be willing to – was he going to design an offense that fits Justin Fields? Because I think right now – the offense fits Jake Fromm, but my contention was when you lose all the receiving talent they lost, like Hardman, Ridley, and Nada, you're going to have some bumps, and that's what happened against South Carolina. It took a while for that to rear, but it happened.
The Bill Bender from the Sporting News joining us here, John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. What is going on with Dr. Frankenstein at Oklahoma just continues to amaze me. What Lincoln Riley can do with a quarterback is truly amazing. And I wonder if this is going to be another joyride for him into the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, they look really good offensively. Jalen Hurts is well, with Tua going down, you got to think if Jalen Hurts continues putting up the numbers, he may win the Heisman. And that would be three in a row, and that'd be something.
That's amazing.
But isn't it? And that's just a nod to what Lincoln Riley can do offensively. It's also foreshadowing that NFL teams are really going to take a hard look at him. And particularly, I mean, I just always joke that he's the next Cowboys coach. I have nothing to back that up, but it just feels that way. That he would definitely get a look from Dallas. But certainly Oklahoma, their defense is a little better too. And I think that was showed against Texas. And they're right there. All they have to do is keep winning. If they win out, they'll be in too.
Is there anybody out of the Pac-12? I mean, the Oregon folks are trying to make some noise now, saying that they're a one-loss Oregon team. But they lost to Auburn. And I got to think that Auburn, who is not going to compete for the SEC championship, I wouldn't believe. So to me, is that going to be a loss that just dulls any argument that they've got?
They're going to be close. I mean, I think they'll be right there in those one-loss discussions. They have the easiest schedule among those one-loss teams. Like I was telling you about Georgia, Georgia's path is simple, win out, get in, but they could easily lose. I think with Oregon, it's more you've got to win out, and they would probably need some help. They would need some teams to lose. But, you know, let's say Wisconsin wins out and wins the Big Ten, though. Would you take Oregon with the loss to Auburn, or would you take a Wisconsin team that just had a horrific loss at Illinois yesterday, a team that they had no business losing to?
Well, you shouldn't ask me because I'm the bozo who doesn't have Clemson in his top four. That's what I'm told every week in my emails after I keep Clemson out of the top four. But I honestly haven't been that impressed with Clemson. And maybe it's the competition level of who they're playing, but there have been too many weeks where I've just walked away saying, okay, I'm not intrigued by this Clemson club.
Yeah, I wrote about that yesterday. Their point differential is actually not that much different than last year. Their defense is a little better, and their offense is probably a little worse, which is the puzzling part because Trevor Lawrence threw a couple picks. As Dabo said yesterday, he had three horrific plays in the game, but after that, he's still putting the ball on a lot of receivers. I think part of it, some people want to make this out to be that they're a lot like Florida State was in 2014. I think they're better than that, and some of it may be Clemson fatigue because I think we both know they're not going to lose and they're going to take a
– Sure, they're going to be in.
They'll take a 29-game win streak into the playoff, and it'll feel a little bit like Florida State. But they have to play better if they're going to win playoff games.
Do you is this one of the most wide-open fields you've seen in a long time in college football? Do you believe that, or do you believe at the end we're going to end up talking again about an Alabama and a Clemson? How shocked would you be if that's what we ended up with?
I think Ohio State could change that, actually.
Yep.
If I had to pick the two best, if I had to pick a championship game right now, it would probably be Alabama, assuming Tua comes back healthy in Ohio State. But just as you know, I'm based up here in Columbus.
Sure.
I don't know what they'd do up here if it was Ohio State LSU because Joe Burrow, the transfer quarterback.
It'd be crazy.
Back. Oh, it'd be great. That'd be
oh, yes, it would be. Selfish storyline hog you are. That'd be selfish of you. Great
I need
job.
Page views, John.
Yeah, you got it, dude. Keep going. Check out Bill Bender and his fine work, and you can link to all his work off Twitter, too. So follow him on Twitter. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, no problem, John. Thank you.